Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday in our study of Titus chapter 2, we were talking about casting our crowns before God's throne in heaven. Let's continue with that discussion today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
Verse 10, again, let me read that for read verse 11. The 420 elders fall down before him that sat on the throne and worship him that lives forever and ever, and cast their crowns before him. Well, they don't cast their crowns before him. They're dedicating the kingdom that he's given to them to the Lord. They're going to do it exactly the way the Lord wants it in eternity. And so, cast the crowns before the throne, saying, Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power. For thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Now, man was created to end this life and for eternity as well, to glorify and praise the Lord, to bring praise to God. It is for the Lord's pleasure when we do it. That just gives pleasure to the Lord when we do it. It's just like a grandchild. Boy, they got out and did something for you. It may not seem as great a thing as what you could have done, but they did it for you. You know they did it for you. And you are pleased. You're happy. I mean, you're just really pleased with that child that they would do that for me. Well, we please God when we do God's will, God's way, and in God's timing. So, following that, we see ours is to see what glorifies God and brings crowns, which will have to do with ruling and reigning with Christ. So we go to 2 Timothy chapter 4. Verses 5 through 8. This crown is for any Christian, okay, saved person, but it's just not given pell-mell. It's something that you actually do. It's the way you live in Christ Jesus. It's called a crown of righteousness. There we read, beginning 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5, Watch thou in all things, endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. Now, he said, do all things, even if you have to endure afflictions. Sometimes it's a bodily pain. Sometimes something else. You know, there are some people that it doesn't take much to get into Miss Church, but the same thing would not make them miss their job. Why? Because the job is more important to them than the Lord. Now, they would argue with that right off the bat. But you see, actions speak much louder than words. Not realizing God has provided the job, and he can take the job from them very instantaneously. And so, endure affliction. Keep on keeping on, in other words. Do the work of an evangelist. An evangelist, what does he do? He evangelizes. He witnesses. He tries to bring souls to the Savior. A lot of times we say the evangelist is just somebody that comes in and preaches a week of meetings at your church. Oh, no. It is somebody who goes out and seeks to bring souls to Christ and bring them to God's house and get them started in been faithful to God, obedient to God, faithful in his house. And so he says, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Now, let me give you an example of making full proof of thy ministry. Here's a school teacher. She teaches in a school, or he teaches in a school. Feels like that's what God wanted him to do. It's a great thing. But there are parents. There are students that are unsaved, or they don't know if they're saved. Other things could be. But they're just doing their best just to teach the lesson, grade homework papers, and the things of that nature that a teacher would do. But in doing that, they're not making full proof of their ministry because they're not trying to reach those parents. They're not trying to reach that child with the gospel. Now, some of them will reach the children, but boy, they don't want to tangle with those parents trying to give them the gospel. Then they fall short. Some have a job. You get on the job, boy, they cuss like sailors around you. Some of them, I've seen some in construction work where they'll work and they'll have a beer somewhere and they'll be drinking it while they're come back after the little break and go to work again, go back to their thermos and take another break and take another drink. And so there are those that just have a lot of things going on that they do when they should be witnessing for the Lord. So to make full proof of their ministry, how can they when they won't stand in a situation like that? How can they when they won't even give a track out to someone? So that is really making full proof of your ministry in this reaching out to others. You know, when I lead somebody to Christ, they don't always get saved. You say, what do you mean by that? Leading somebody to Christ is taking them through the plan of salvation and offering it to them as the way of salvation and ask them to receive it. And if you won't do that, you don't even give them a gospel tract, that is not only blood that'll be on your hand one day, but it'll show that the proof of your ministry was not good. Now, you may be one that sings in the choir. You may be one that works security at the church during church services. You may be one who teaches a Sunday school class, drives a bus, or so many other things. My friend, make full proof of thy ministry that it's having a witness and that it's glorifying God. Now, in verse 6 of that same chapter, of 2 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 5 through 8, verse 6 says, for I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. In other words, he's saying, listen, guys, I'm getting ready to die. Not much longer. I'll be with the Lord. And so he goes on in his testimony in verse 7, I have fought a good fight. You know, some people think of good, they got their own opinions of what good is. Well, you know, I tithe. And so because I tithe, I think I'm fine. Some will say, well, you know, I went every Sunday morning. Another said, well, I went Sunday morning and Sunday night. Third one says, well, I don't feel as good about it as y'all feel about just Sunday morning, Sunday night. But I go Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, and sometimes I just don't listen close enough to get a whole lot out of it. Or sometimes I've got to work, and so I miss out on the message and some of the other things of that nature. And so here you've got people that have different answers for these things. But what were we looking at? Okay, we're looking at a crown. A crown. A crown of righteousness. So righteousness is someone that obeys the commands of God. That's what Deuteronomy 6:25 tells us. It is one with a good, moral, ethical, righteous standing in God's sight. And so, he says, I've fought a good fight. I have finished my course. Finishing his course is finishing the will God had for their life. And they did it to the end. I have kept the faith. I didn't compromise with the world. I didn't compromise the culture. I didn't compromise at all. I kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, that crown with which we rule and reign with Christ, a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, my friend, get that, which the Lord, the righteous judge, okay, shall give me at that day. Who gives it? The Lord, the righteous judgment. He gives it to him at that day. When? That day of rapture. And not to me only, but to all them that love his appearing. In other words, you're excited that Jesus is coming. It may be today my Lord will come for me. It may be today my Savior I shall see. It may be today my Savior will come for me. I will go home. And I will see my Father. I will see my Lord and Savior. I will see him face to face. Oh, what will it be? Well, my friend, so here he is talking about there's laid up a crown of righteousness. In other words, a kingdom in that eternal kingdom is set up for him. Why? Because he kept the faith. He endured the affliction. He made full proof of his ministry. He was always ready to be offered for the Lord's work, whatever it was. He kept faith. He did not, when he says kept, it's like the idea of I guarded it, did not allow it to be broken down or taken another direction. And he says he would have a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me that day, and not to me only, but unto all them also that love his appearing. Okay. So now that crown of righteousness is there for all those who love his appearing. But we also said, seen there, he was ready to offer it up for Christ. And he did. He really did. So now his speaking, under the breathed out words of the Holy Ghost, the blessed hope, you'll notice the sureness of all he says. That is a blessed hope because this underling, okay, you might say this underling, the underling I am, okay, this underling, its responsibility is to do the things that he would have me to do.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you'd like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on its firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on its firm foundation.